Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball towards left. May settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on May. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Blair trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Hairman, who tags Blair, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Grich moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Morales trying to get to home. Blair throws the ball into Echeverrin who tags Morales who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Buford trapped. There's the throw to Andrews who tags Buford for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverry bunts towards the mound. Wood catches it and throws to third to double up Baylor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Blair picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blair. Johnstone goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-2 in the game. Spezio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann throws to second, with Morales covering, and has Echeverrin trapped. There's the throw to Spezio, who tags Echeverrin for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Palmer moves to third. Vicente Romo now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio juggles the ball. That's an error on Spezio. Palmer scores. Buford moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. There goes Blair trying to get to second. May throws the ball into Morales, who tags Blair for the out. Grich moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell is walked intentionally. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.